Yo, what's poppin', and why? You already know it's your host, Mr. K-Gav, in the building, bringing you a brand new episode of NY Certified, the podcast that's bringing you everything in and around New York. You already know, the most littiest podcast on any platform. You already know, I have a great time. Season 5, we in the building this week. Monkeypox, public health emergency. Monkeypox, public health emergency declared in New York. Biden got a rebound infection or has test positive again for COVID. And a CEO arraigned for murdering an 18-year-old in the Bronx on off-duty hours. Those are the top stories we're going to talk about, and we got a whole lot more in the building. So you already know, hit me up at Mr. KGav on Twitter or MrKGavBeats@gmail.com. We're always looking for comments, topics, questions, contributors, whatever you want to do. You already know, you found it here, Most Lydia's Podcast. So the top story, the trending declared in New York, monkeypox. It just seems like, you know, we still dealing with COVID, you know, COVID-19 and all these sub-variants and everything else that's going on. But right now, they talking about it's a public health emergency due to monkeypox. But there's a lot of different things, you know, they saying that a lot of gay men, people in the community is having it. They talking about something upwards of 95%, talking about Manhattan is basically the epicenter of where it's going down. But also there's people saying that it can spread through skin to skin contact, you know, and other things. So it's like, you know, you could be in a concert, you know, you could be next to somebody or whatever, and they could touch you or whatever the case may be. So, some of the signs is fever, muscle aches. You know, so basically what they telling people is, you know, if you, you know, got multiple partners, you know what I'm saying? Like, try not to, you know, have multiple partners. You know, be honest, let people know this, that, and the third. Because it could spread, and it could spread, and it could spread. So they trying to shut that down, basically let everybody know, and it's going down. There's thousands of people. It looks really bad. You know, they say it hurts. It, you know what I mean? It's very painful. You got all these bumps all over your face, all over your skin. There's some women online talking about they got it. You know, they not gay. They not, you know, with gay men and stuff like that. So, you know, anybody could get it. But they saying that, you know, upwards of 95% of cases is gay men. And then they have percentages of, you know, black and Spanish and stuff like that. We ain't gonna get into all the specifics. But I just think it's not something as wild, you know, they trying to keep it, you know, down, keep the numbers down early before it spreads. You get what I'm saying? So be careful, no matter where you at. Like they said, they talking about if you want a concert, you next to somebody, you touching somebody, whatever the case may be, anything can be transferred. So be careful. Biden tests positive for COVID-19 again. They talking about he, you know, has this rebound infection because, you know, he tested negative and then he's testing positive, and, you know, so he gonna isolate. We hope that he gets better and hopefully gets back to work real soon. You already know, and I had just seen a video of him seeing the vice president, something like that, you know, getting back to work, and then boom, he getting infected again. Gotta be real careful, especially up in that age. You know, he's an elderly man, believe in his 70s. you know, to get COVID and, you know what I mean, have to deal with that. It's a lot for a younger person. So just imagine someone up there in age. Correctional officer arraigned for murdering 18-year-old in the Bronx. You know, our prayers and our condolences go out to this child, basically 18-year-old. It's a child. You know, it's like the CEO is just watching way too much Law and Order. Just think they, you know, I don't know. This is like, you know, you're not even a police officer, but it's like you think, you know, because you got a gun. You know, you got a uniform. That's basically what it is. You got a uniform. And you think that you tough. And you think that you big stuff. Now you taking a child's life. 18-year-old child. Take this child's life. For what? For what? What did that do? What was the purpose of that? The ridiculous, the nonsense, you know, and there's people talking about it like that. That makes people not trust no officers, no matter what you are, no matter what you do, because that type of stuff where you feel like you could do what you want to do, or you could, you know, take somebody else's life in your hands. Disgusting. Hope they throw the book at you. Hit you so hard that it knock you off that high horse. Wherever you think you was at. Cause you are corrections. You real tough. Zelle scammers. You stolen personal info to get, you know, scam people and stuff like that. You gotta be real careful with these apps. I know a lot of people use Cash App, PayPal, you know, now Zelle and all this other stuff. You know, y'all gotta be real, real careful. You know, it's like, that's why I hate using those things. You know, if you gotta use a debit card or something, go to the store, get one of those prepaid debit cards or something like that. And then, you know, it's not like they really got your information or your personal information and stuff like that. It's just like a burner card. But they getting people. They're getting your information. Wherever you go. You know, that's why I really don't even like doing stuff online. Don't know what's going on. You know, it's just getting crazy and they're gonna get you for all your money. It's like one way or another, they're gonna try to get you. You already know. I appreciate y'all checking out the show, season 5. It feels so good, man, to be doing these shows. Check out the new show, the new banner. Check out the song me and Wapo did, Frozen. You can check on my Twitter. We got the songs posted. Just so if you want to hear something that we did, check out Frozen. I got the banner. I also did the banners. So if you want to hit me up at MrKGavBeats@gmail.com. Again, that's MrKGavBeats@gmail.com or at MrKGav on Twitter. 35-year-old man shoved on the tracks in Times Square. Got himself a little boo-boo, little thing. And, you know, you got to be careful, you know. I remember when I used to work, you know, on the west side. Always had to be careful on the train. Always. Every time the train pulls into the station, I have to watch my back now. I have to, you know what I mean? I'm not going to be that one on the news where now you know what I'm saying? Like, on Bronx 12, because somebody pushed you in the trains. I remember, I just did a story, I think, not too long ago. the dude pushed her on the tracks. Some dude. It was like, she don't even know you. She is like, and to get pushed on the tracks for what? Because you just felt like it? It's kind of things, man. It's just disturbing. Disturbing. I don't know if y'all saw this video on Worldstar. Two men try to jump an elderly man, and they was really trying to get at him. And this elderly man just was like trying to like avoid it. Then he just pulled out the burner, like, yeah, what up? And these two dudes, they running down the block, like, yeah, run down the block now. When he had the burner, you know, because people, they try to beat you up. You know, they try to, you know, stab you. You know, we was talking about the other story about the, you know, the bodega worker. You know, they try to charge him. He's literally getting robbed and beat and stabbed in his store. And I think they try to charge him. I think right now all the stuff is dismissed now because they have new footage and new, you know, proof. But still, it's like, you know, you had to go through a lot of that. You know, people robbing and stealing and killing. And so you got to be real careful. You got to be real careful. It was just, you know, luckily he had it on him. Luckily he had it on him. And he was able to, you know, get them to fall back, you know, before he had to put a hot one in their ass. Hunts Point in a Bronx. Man grabs an off-duty officer's gun and wallet. People is wildin'. You know, out there, you know, grabbing somebody's gun and all that. That's automatic. You could die right then and there. Somebody else see you grab a police officer's gun or another officer, they could shoot you and kill you right there. It's crazy. I don't know what be going through people's head. You gonna grab his gun and his wallet. Hunts Point, they wildin'. Just on a side note, this week, Lil Duval was in a car accident. We hope that he gets better and he's in our prayers. Speedy recovery to Lil Duval in a car accident, even a four-wheeler. So we definitely want to show him some love. You know, speaking of showing love, if y'all want to show some love, you know what I mean, check out the YouTube, man. Got some songs over there. You know, we're going to be doing a lot of good things. A lot of stuff going on. You know, wifey had just gave me COVID. And then, you know, back to work. And my daughter. And this, that. It's just everything. So much going on that, you know, it's crazy. But, you know, it's getting more difficult and more difficult. But we're going to have these shows for y'all. Brand new episodes every week. It's going down. We on Apple. We on Spotify. We on any and everywhere you get your podcast, we there. So make sure, if y'all want, y'all can check it out on Apple. Y'all can check it out on Spotify. Or y'all can just go to Google. Google Podcast. It's a great... I really like the Google setup and how it is on Google.com. Because everybody uses Google. It's like, that's a big thing. You know, I remember when Google first came out, it was just more like just a search bar. Now, Google is everything. Everything. Everything is Google now. The web is Google, and Google is the web. So, you know, that's a big, big thing. And then, you know, Google is also YouTube and everything else. And that's become, you know, basically the library of life. Video format. YouTube basically got anything and everything. So if y'all want to check out the podcast, we on Google.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Shout out everybody in my Apple Podcast family. All the women that checks out the show and stuff like that. I see the numbers going up. We almost at 50% women, 50% men. So definitely I appreciate all the people checking out the show and showing us some love. Did y'all see this story about the NY Bishop? He was doing a church show. looked like he was doing on public access. Well, allegedly they robbed him for $400K in jewelry. People saying it might be a hoax. Not a hoax in a sense that, you know, more like a scam. Like he tried to scam, you know, insurance companies or something like that. So, you don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if it came out that somebody was just trying to get insurance because they owe money for some properties in New Jersey and all this other stuff. So, like I said, you know, I hated that a person like that would use the Lord's name in vain and use the church like that and use people like that for their own selfish greed. But in his mind, he's saying ain't nothing wrong with it. You could hear him talking in the videos. He talked like that's how he should be living his best life. It's like, nah, you know, if anything, you're supposed to live with less. You know, you're supposed to have less, you know, not more. You know, you everything is supposed to be going to help people, not help yourself. So, dude got robbed. I don't really feel bad for him. You know, chilling with all your chains on and all that. Well, you know what I mean? Do what you do. MTA is in the news this week reporting that it has lost $119 million due to fare evasion. The MTA is reporting $119 million loss. You know, I'm not surprised. I see so many people hopping the bus, hopping the train, not paying, going through, hopping the train, then going and opening the door for everybody else to get through. So, you know, for every one person that hops, five people getting on, and you know, it's getting crazy. The buses, they've been trying to close the back doors, not opening doors unless somebody is going out themselves. You know, before it used to just be automatic. Now people is just running on the buses, on the trains. I've had people skip me. Like, I'm online, I'm walking, and they try to run on the train or run on a bus just to get on. It's like, yo, you hop in the bus. You hop, you're not even paying. What's the rush? People work hard, elderly, women, everybody else trying to do what they got to do. And people don't want to pay. People don't want to work. People don't want to do it. So, you know, $119 million. I think they'd be all right. But when trains start changing, and they not every 8 minutes, they start turning every 15 minutes, y'all know why. When the trains ain't on time, and the trains is packed, and they slow, and this and that, then you going to know why. Because there's so much money missing. They got to make cuts and shut it down a little more. You know what I'm saying? And out of boroughs, they're going to feel it worse than Manhattan. You know, Manhattan still have, like, the express trains and certain things. But out of boroughs, it's going to be hard, man. You already know New York City teen punching a cop in the face in Harlem. They caught it on video. It was going down. Officer, I don't know what. You don't need to be an officer no more. Dude was rocking him. Rocking. And dude looked like he really couldn't handle the situation. You know what I'm saying? So somebody else came and they basically double teamed the dude to apprehend him or do whatever. He was getting rocked. He was getting rocked hard. You already know Black Panther trailer. I saw the Black Panther trailer looking real, real good. Who do you think is the new Black Panther? They got a whole bunch of people thinking this, thinking that, saying that. I think it's his sister. That's who I think. She's family. She's the bloodline. She's in there. So it's like I could not see it going nowhere else. They did a little different with the costume. You know what I mean? Spoiler alert. If you didn't see the trailer. But I really do think his sister's going to take the mantle and keep going. Wakanda forever. Hashtag Wakanda forever. You already know. Let me know. They let so many, things announced at, you know, the Marvel Comic Cons and stuff like that. They letting people know, you know, this is the plan. We got all these different movies coming up. And they look very interesting. They look very interesting. I think they said they have a Blade movie coming out. I would definitely like to see, interested in seeing what happens with that. I believe Guardians of the Galaxy and a couple other things. I did see some of that Thor movie. The Thor movie was pretty good. I really did enjoy that movie as well. So that's this week's question. Who do you think will be playing a Black Panther? Make sure you hit me up and let me know. Bushwick, man in Brooklyn, man wanted for attempted rape, 8:30 a.m. Again, like, this is what we've been talking about for so long. Sometimes it's happening early. People who's getting up, going to work, going, doing what they do early in the streets, gotta be careful. They feel like that's the time to get people. They don't really suspect anything, and, you know, they catch people off guard. So please be careful. Be careful and be careful. They looking for a woman in the Bronx that she's setting up men at hotels. She been doing it all over. Friendly Motor Inn, Crown Motor Inn. You know what I mean? She been basically taking a dude in the telly, you know, telling them to go in a shower, wash up first before you bang up them drawers, and then you get robbed. And it's not good. So be careful, man. Don't be desperate, man. I know dudes be out here, you know, they going through things, or they this and they, you know, try to get some quick buns and end up getting robbed and duct tape or whatever in the telly. So, you know, if you going, you know, to these spots, Friendly Motor Inn, Sheridan, Crown Motor Inn, people from the Bronx, you already know where these tellies is at. You know what I mean? Up on Gun Hill and this and that, here and there. Everybody know where the tells is at. So you going over there, da da da, or you doing certain things with people you don't know, be careful. There's a mommy up there, you know, setting people up. She gonna get you. So be careful. The Omicron subvariants is going crazy, going wild. You know, the numbers is going up. They showing numbers going up. 82% of the COVID cases in the New York region are the subvariant. So basically, you know, they know that it's spreading. Numbers is going up. So be careful. If you still ain't get your vaccination, they got vaccinations available. If you didn't get your booster shots, you can get your booster shot. You know, luckily for me, you know, I had COVID, but I had my shots, I had my boostie, I had everything. So when it happened, I didn't even feel it. Nothing even happened to me. Wifey was the one coughing and fever and hocking. You know, and I was just good, like, you know, but your boy been negative. Back at work doing what he gotta do. You already know. Just July 27th, I'm going to go on July 27th numbers because they sound more realistic. It actually sounds like those real numbers. 227,013 new cases. That's over 200,000 and 824 deaths. You know, that's in the United States. You know, the numbers is... You know, some days the numbers ain't really up, but the numbers is up. If it's a couple thousand, you know, if a 3,000 is day, 5,000 is day, 2,000 is day, it's like 10,000 a week. Even less, maybe less, but still, it's like when the numbers start spiking, that's when you know what's going on. You know, 79.4% have one dose of the vaccination, so that's almost 80% of the people went and got their vaccination, went and got at least one dose. 67.8% is fully vaccinated. So, you know, I really do feel like the numbers should be higher, but they not. I feel like they should be giving us stimulus, help people. They not. You know, they trying to do other things. They talking about, you know, inflation and this and that and all that. Listen, it's going to be tough. I told people it's going to be tough. And it's going to be even more tough this year. This year is going to be cold. People is hungry. People ain't got no work. People ain't got no money. So it's going to be hard, man. You know, if you need to get your, you know, vaccination, most jobs require vaccination. Most jobs require vaccination. So if you want to get your money, get your paper, go get your vaccination. You know, most New York run locations, you could just walk in and get your vaccination. You know, other spots like CVS and Dwayne Reed and certain stores, they, you can make an appointment and go get it. You know, if you want to just go to your block or go to your, you know, right in the hood, you could do that as well. But vaccination is absolutely free, with or without insurance. Do not worry, you will get vaccinated. And that would be good for going anywhere, going in and out, you know, places, restaurants, you know, traveling, everything, you know, is all about the vaccination or taking a test, taking a negative COVID test, having a negative result. So you already know, I appreciate y'all so much. I appreciate everybody hitting me up. I appreciate everybody in the street. You already know it's going down. NY Certified, the most littiest podcast. You already know I have a great time doing these shows every week, bringing y'all brand new episodes, brand new topics, trending stories. You already know if you want to hit me up at Mr. KGav on Twitter or MrKGavBeats@gmail.com. We always looking for comments, topics, questions, contributors. You already know we in a building. Hit me up on Twitter. I appreciate y'all so much. And like I always say, stay up and stay strong, NY. Until next time.